you didn't hear, someone says something you didn't hear what the person said.
I didn't hear you.
But I mean, if you wanted to repeat, you might say.
Well, please repeat that.
Do you ever use anything like, what's that, how's that?
Yes.
Which one was right?
What's that?
What do you call the center of a cherry? Part you don't eat?
Pit.
And how about the center of a peach?
Stone.
How about a peach that the meat clings to the stone?
Cling.
And how about one that separates easily?
A freestone peach.
The center of an apple is the
core.
The hard cover of a walnut.
The shell.
And the thin membrane that surrounds the nut itself.
Skin.
This is the most common kind of nut there is, I suppose. They sell them at the ballpark.
Peanuts.
Now, how would you distinguish between peanuts bought in the shell and those with the shells removed?
Shelled or unshelled.
Would you call them unshelled if they...
Well, no, you would just call them roasted peanuts, usually.
This fruit is probably, the juice from this fruit is probably the most common popular breakfast drink in this country.
Orange juice.
Okay. Right. Now, if you want to make some of this, with fresh oranges, you might go to the refrigerator and you see there are no more. You open up the refrigerator and say, I'll have to go to the store because the what are all what?
The oranges are all gone.
And this is a small red vegetable. Do you salt?
Radish.
Plural?
Radishes.
And this is a larger red.
A beet?
No, beet. Maybe this is a fruit. I'm not sure, really. But it's a.
Tomato?
Yeah, the plural.
Tomatoes. To me, a tomato is a vegetable.
Yeah, me too, but.
There's. Argument on that.
These onions that are only about the size of a pencil.
Green onions.
And to remove to take beans out of their covering, you'd say to do what? Beans.
Shell them.
And these are green, rather large green beans that are removed from the shell.